From the musical The Music Man, Robert Preston's version of 76 Trombones. I have to confess, I've never heard that before, because I had the original version. Well, not the original version, it was probably a cover version then. I had the Edmund Hockridge version in 1964, I think. My mum bought that, and I remember as a kid having that. And that part by Robert Preston is the part of Professor Harold Hill, and played today, live at the Thameside Theatre very, very soon, by the lovely Luke Coldham, who joins me this afternoon. Welcome, Luke, and first of all, just listening to the beginning of that, how on earth are you going to perform that? You won't be able to breathe.
I know, I'm really struggling at the moment, as it is. We've got a few weeks to go, and I'm still... There's a couple of numbers, that in particular, and one is called You've Got Trouble. And the words are so fast and witty. How Meredith Wilson, who wrote the lyrics for it, it's like, well, if you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you're not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. And it just goes on and on and on. And it's literally, you're gasping for breath halfway through.
Wow, yeah, well, give up smoking. How's rehearsals going?
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I mean, it's a very demanding musical, because it just doesn't stop. There are a couple of moments in Act Two where sort of the love interests start to blossom a bit more, and the scenes start to slow down a bit more, where the emotion comes hold. But apart from that, it is just bish bash bosh all the way through. So it's everyone is on their toes all the way through it.
Are you virtually on stage the whole time, or do you get a break?
More or less.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've got to be fit then to do this.
I'm having to go to the gym.
Really? How disgusting.
I know.
I drove past a gym once.
Yes. but it's not, as you say, it's not one of those famous musicals. You know, when I've said to people, mentioned The Music Man, they start going, I am The Music Man, I come from... No. I don't know why it's never received enough attention, really. I mean, the Thameside Theatre, all the years it's been there, has never had The Music Man been put on.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, it's never been done.
Okay, well, that's incentive enough, then. How many famous, apart from 76 Trombones, I have to admit that's the only one I really know. What, is there anything else in there I should know?
Well, you've got Till There Was You, which is the Beatles song. You've got Trouble, Goodnight My Someone, Shapoopy, which, for Family Guy enthusiasts, Seth MacFarlane uses a lot of Music Man references in Family Guy. So the whole routine Shapoopy, when Peter Griffin in Family Guy does it all, is exactly the same as in the film.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the steps and the singing and the choreography, it's exactly the same. So if you've watched that and it made you laugh, then you'll see exactly the same in the musical.
I can see on your publicity material that you're playing a trumpet there. Do you actually get to play the trumpet, or are you miming that?
Not at all. I'm a con artist. I can't actually play a note of music.
Right. Oh. That's
the character. He's a con man. Do you want me to tell you?
Well, let's tell. Well, just don't tell me. Tell everyone the story.
Well, if you don't know The Music Man, it's a fast-paced, fun show filled with love, laughter, and flim-flammery. It's set in 1912 in Iowa, USA. Story's based around my character, Professor Harold Hill, who is a con salesman trying to convince the town of River City that they need a boys' band, with himself as the leader. Collects their money for the instruments and the uniforms, and then he plans to scarpa before anyone discovers he doesn't know one note from another. He unintentionally falls in love with the local librarian, and all turns out right in the end. It's just fun all the way through. It's a very fun musical.
Do you think they named Harold Hill after Professor Harold Hill, or was it the other way around?
I don't know.
I remember, well, I was in, you're well aware, I was in California, I was in LA this year, last year, and I was in Hollywood, and I sent you the picture of the original. The original trumpet and the hat, I think it was. It was just in one of the exhibitions, in one of the museums we went to. That was fantastic.
Was there the briefcase as well?
Yeah, that's right.
It says Prof. Harold Hill on it.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Professor Harold Hill. So, obviously, how's ticket sales going? Should we fight to get a ticket?
It's like the same for anything. When it gets closer to the show dates, people then start to book tickets. I don't know about you, but I never book tickets in advance anymore. I just wait a couple of weeks beforehand, and then I
take the risk. Me too.
But don't take the risk, because it will sell out, because of the fact that it's not done that much.
Yeah.
So you don't often get the chance to go and see the Music Man.
And
so
it's a big, I take it it's a big cast as well.
Yeah, there's between 50 and 60 people in it, and that includes the kids. But it's a lovely musical for societies to do, because there isn't really any age restrictions to it. It's not a young person's musical, it's not an old person's musical, but it's got a mixture of all different ages in it.
Okay.
So I think we have about 15 children involved who I join up to be in the band, and the rest are all different ages. It's wonderful.
Fantastic. Right, let's play a tune, another tune from that. We mentioned Till There Was You. Let's hear this version. Take a break and then we'll come back and talk some more. Mike Phoenix, 98 FM. My guest is Luke Coldham this afternoon, starring in The Music Man. You've been starring in something else recently as well, haven't you? I came down to see you at Western Supermarket. That was a great experience, wasn't it?
Did you have fun?
I loved it. And Joe Swash, of course. And how did you get on?
Oh, very well. It was very tough at the beginning, because obviously Joe was doing I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in the Jungle, the extra program. So the dates were sort of clashing, but we managed to have him just for one day rehearsing before we went on. So he turned up for the dress rehearsal, watched a run with the understudy, and then went on for the dress rehearsal. So we just did it once. Mm-hmm. We did the whole thing once with him. And then the day after we turned up, went over a few more scenes and songs, and we went on. But he was absolutely fine. He was lovely to work with, as were the rest of the cast.
You love a pantomime, don't you?
Oh, I love it. I can't stand actors who put their noses up at pantomimes. Mm-hmm. It is such a wonderful experience, I find, panto. It's just a shame it only lasts for five weeks of the year.
It is weird, isn't it? Why do we do this? Why is it a tradition? Why has it got to be after Christmas? Most of them aren't. Some are before, but the majority are after Christmas, aren't they? How did that happen? I don't know. Do you know?
I'm not too sure, really. I think it's been going for
donkey's years.
Yeah. It's something about... there's something very festive with a pantomime, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, so it's appropriate to put it around Christmas.
Mm.
Families getting together. It's like putting on your favourite Disney film that some films you'd only put on at Christmas time. Same sort of thing for pantos.
Yeah.
And, you know, fairy stories all coming to life. And it's a magical time of year. So I suppose in that respect, it works very well. You couldn't really... It'd feel wrong to watch a panto in the summer. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose so. I did read a very, very nice piece about you in the local press recently, which said it's a shame that Luke Coldham, a talent such as Luke Coldham, has to travel all the way to Western Supermarket to do a pantomime. Shouldn't he be on in the local theatre? Have you put that right?
Well, I've given him £50, so...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, fair enough.
It's nice going away sometimes. Western Supermare is a lovely little town. You can actually breathe.
I'll tell you what, it's 50p to get on the pier, and then they shut it just as you get up there, and you can't get a cup of tea. Not happy. Tweeted that as well. 50p to walk on the pier.
It was
outrageous.
So funny. I had a day off, and my lovely lady Louise come up and stayed with me a few nights and sat in the dressing room and watched the show. And we, on our day off, we went down the pier, and it's a humongous pavilion down there.
Yes, it is,
it's huge. And we went on, she decided to go on the ghost train. And I'm like, oh, do we have to? Okay, fine. So we went on the ghost train, and this whole thing's not been oiled or changed in the last 200 years, so we're riding on it. And 2 minutes into it, we break down. And it's just us.
Emotionally or just...
Both. We break down on the ghost train. It's completely pitch black. And we're thinking, oh, no, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. No, something will happen. And then 10 minutes later, nothing happens. And we're both sat there, because we can't get out of this cage that we're locked in. We're going, help, help, anyone. And then eventually the spotty-nosed student comes behind and says, oh, sorry, you know, the machine keeps breaking down. So he's having to push us... around the rest of the ghost train.
Fantastic. By the way, I noticed you're wearing a bandage. What happened there? Oh dear.
I was doing, because I do a lot of workshops up in London.
Yeah.
You'll get a group of students coming down to see a show on a field trip. And then I'll do a workshop with them about whatever show they're seeing. So yesterday, their show was The Play That Goes Wrong.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Did you love it?
Everyone must see it. It is a masterclass in slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
It's marvellous. I could talk about it for hours. And so I was doing a workshop on The Play That Goes Wrong. So I was teaching these students how to fall without hurting yourself. And what did I do?
You hurt yourself, didn't you? I can see it. I need to ask. Oh, dear. So just come back to the pantomime thing then. Yeah. So there's a fair chance that you may appear locally this next year. Next year, then.
Yeah, possibly. I've been in talks already with the Panto Company for the Thameside Theatre, so that may go ahead. If not, I'd possibly be behind the scenes or in a directorial position. Because it's nice going away, but I sometimes like keeping the work as local as possible.
Yeah. Well, you're away from family at Christmas, etc.
And there's also the expense of living away, you know? If you can live locally, then you sort of cut that out, the travel and the living costs and everything else. Hopefully that should go through. And I'm also in talks at the moment. I've just finished writing a couple of adult pantos.
Yes.
Which I won't go into too much detail on daytime radio.
No, you'll be banned.
But if you take yourself back to the years of Jim Davidson... panto with was it Cinderella and Boobs in the Wood and that sort of stuff. Because there really is nowhere locally that you don't really hear of adult pantos anymore. There's a friend of mine, Stuart, who runs the adult panto at the Leicester Square Theatre in London. He's been doing that for a good few years now, and that really sells out and audiences absolutely love it. So I sort of had the epiphany of writing my own adult panto. So there's a couple of theatres local in Thurrock which may stage one of my adult pantos.
Okay.
So it's still early days yet.
You're so busy, aren't you? You're so prolific.
I can't stop, Mike.
I know, that's good. That's good.
I can't, you know.
That's good. Right, let's get down to some nitty-gritty. Let's come back to the music, man. When is it? Where is it? How much is it? And how do we get a ticket?
Right, well.
Okay.
Just whenever you mention the Music Man, my voice has to come down here for some reason.
Well, that's great.
So the Music Man is at the Thameside Theatre in Grays. It's on. It's in a couple of weeks' time, March the 17th to the 19th. You can get your tickets from the Thameside Theatre website, or you can go to ticketsource.co.uk/tops-on-stage, or the box office number is 01375 675 591.
Super. We wish you the best of luck with that. And I know your co-star, Joe Swash, from your pantomime days in Western Supermare, is hopefully a guest on this programme as well in the very, very near future. Yeah. What are you up to immediately after the Music Man finishes?
So after the Music Man finishes, I'm doing... what month's that? March, April. So then in April, I'm playing Bill Sykes.
Are you?
I am. I'm playing Bill Sykes in... I don't know why. it's not a
Lordy,
nice,
Mary. Not a nice. Oh, that's wrong play.
I'm doing that in Braintree.
All right.
Sorry, not Braintree, in Witham. Witham.
There's a difference, dear.
I know.
There is a difference.
We're rehearsing in Braintree and we're doing it at Witham in April. And then in March, April, May. I was never good at months. And then in May, I'm doing a production of Murder to Death.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thurrock Courts Players, which is a wonderfully funny Agatha Christie spoof.
I hear the director is marvellous.
Oh, he's really good.
Yeah.
He's wonderful.
Marvellous, mate.
Oh, he's so good. He looks a lot like you, actually.
He does a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Hope you know your lines, love.
Well, I'll get these ones out of the way first.
I had to be you last night. I was much better than you.
Oh, thanks.
That's right. Anyway, all it just remains to say is wish you all the best with the Music Man.
Thank you.
Will be coming to see it because I know it'll be fantastic. You'll be fantastic in it. The Music Man runs from Thursday to Saturday, the 17th to 19th of March. 01375 675 591. The best thing to do though is topsticket.co.uk, and we will fight to get you a ticket, and don't leave it too long, otherwise you won't get
a pool
in
table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware